When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
You know that thing where you get an amazing pair of shoes at a really great price and want to tell everyone about it? Yeah, so do we. Here at Designer Shoe Warehouse, we'll give you something to brag about. Like the latest styles from brands you love, or the trends everyone's obsessing over, or shoes that make you feel like, well, you. So go ahead, show off a little. Find shoes that get you at prices that get your budget. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today. DSW. Let us surprise you.
At Farmers, our honesty is contagious.
Wait, am I going to catch honesty?
Well, when you're with Farmers, it's kind of inevitable.
Well, how long does it take to... I lied to you when you asked if I knew what a deductible was. I don't know my dad's birthday, and I thought umbrella policies were for rainstorms. Actual rainstorms. I have it, don't I?
You don't just have honesty.
You have Farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Learn more at farmers.com. Underwritten by Farmers Truck or Fire Insurance Exchanges or Affiliate. Products not available in every state.
Keep in mind, we've turned over the reins. We're letting it loose tonight. 316-869-1330. It's an open line Sunday, so anything can happen tonight. And, of course, anything can happen in the last week of the legislative session, which is what we're facing next week. Up next is Conference Committee Week, where House and Senate negotiators will hammer out the differences between versions of bills passed by each chamber, and then they're basically done. They'll be done for the session and then come back for their veto session. And with us now to walk us through what happened this week is State Senator Renee Erickson. Renee, thank you for joining us this week. It's a pleasure to have you on the show again, my friend.
Hey, always good to be with you, John, even though you took the elected to the woodshed in your monologue. But
well,
so good to be
you know,
with you.
I call it the way I see it. And when people with an R behind their name vote repeatedly against cutting taxes, I'm going to call you out on it. If once in a while, I mean, it's one thing, you know, we all disagree on a policy piece once in a while. But, you know, in the case of Representative Bergkamp, you know, how many times are you going to vote against taxes and get away with it? And I'm tired of it. And, I'm at a point now where I'm not going to vote for him again. If I get a better option, I won't vote for a Democrat, but I may write in Mickey Mouse. And that's just kind of the way I'm at it. And I'm just not going to, I don't vote for Republicans in name only. So, but I don't have that problem if I had you as my senator, because you are one of the most stalwart Republicans out there. And so is my senator, Chase Blazey, by the way. So, in fact, let's start with Senate Concurrent Resolution 1603. That's the constitutional amendment that would reduce the volatility of the valuation increases. It also includes specific languages limiting property taxes for seniors. It'll head over. It was a House version, so it's a House bill of a Senate concurrent resolution, which is all inside, you know, ballpark stuff. That'll head over to the Senate now. What do you think happens there? Do you think that'll come up? You think they'll take it up over in your chamber?
Oh, no doubt, John. Property taxes, top issue of the session for sure. I understand it's headed to conference. We'll see what happens. I think the House did a great job of sending us a very good bill. The Senate will want to look at it and perhaps put our mark on it, but absolutely we'll take it up. And I'm confident we're going to get some type of property relief for Kansans.
Well, and it's been, you know, for a couple of years now, that's been one of the major issues. And I know in previous sessions, you guys have done what you could by, I mean, now the state doesn't even collect any more property tax other than the amount that goes towards schools. This would be real relief, and it would be the first step towards trying to do something about that valuation process, wouldn't it?
It would, John. And there are also some really intriguing ideas going around. You're right, we're out of the property tax business at the state level, but there's some really interesting proposals being floated about how to do something about the 20 mills that we still do flow through for school districts. And I'm very excited about some opportunities there. They're just not ready this session. But I think if we get 1603 and then keep working on these other proposals to lower that 20 mills for schools, I think it's going to be very, very good for Kansas.
I know this last week, you know, at least in the House, they did, I'm sure you all did the same thing, 2-3 days where all it was, you know, hours on the floor. What were some of the major bills that came out of the Senate this last week?
Yeah, we ran 65 bills across the floor on Wednesday and then 20 on Thursday. Everything from crime to property tax, appraisal reform to empowering women. We had a couple of pro-life bills. We actually had a really good bill protecting places of worship and strengthening the criminal penalties if you disrupt religious worship ceremonies. Lots of good legislation. It was a little interesting to see the House adjourn so abruptly, but as you said earlier, we do have the conference committees starting their work this week, so we'll keep getting that policy up and out for people.
Did you, I found out the reason behind that adjournment. Are you aware of the reason, the inside baseball reason behind that?
I am. And, you know, at the time when things start getting like that, as you well know, John, sometimes the best thing to do is just take a step back and regroup and then come back at it after, you know, some time has settled some of the issues. And I think that's happened, and I'm confident we're going to have a good week.
Yeah, it's for the listeners who aren't aware, there was a, what's the best way? How would you phrase it? Maybe a little a rebellion might be a way to put it. Would you agree with that term, Renee?
I've heard mutiny.
Mutiny,
a coup.
There was a little mutiny. There was a little coup, a rebellion, however you want to phrase it, amongst some Republicans that were siding with some Democrats, and they were going to try and pull some shenanigans. And so the House was forced to adjourn early, which is sad because there was a lot of, you know, work that was left on the table, basically. And I don't know, can that stuff get brought back up in conference, or is that dead for the year?
You know, John, as long as it's passed over one floor and we're good. The question we have now is just simply the logistics,
right?
Of how to combine things, how to get, as you know, vehicles or shells in order to get that policy up and out. But yes, there is still a way to do it. And I think we are all rowing in the same direction, hopefully now, and we'll be able to really produce some good legislation. You're right. There's a lot of good stuff that was left below the line that needs to get passed and sent to the governor.
Well, and as we know, nothing really dies in Topeka. Sadly, I mean, it's like, you know, Night of the Living Dead up there. Nothing really dies. It just comes back another day in a different form. So, you know, one of the things that I did think was interesting this week, the governor signed the Bell to Bell student cell phone use. That was signed into law. Of course, she took credit for it, but that's typical with her. One of the things that is still kind of lingering out there is the App Act. Is that done? Is that still out there? Or what are we seeing with that? Do you know?
Yeah, it is still out there. It's on the House side, but still alive and kicking. we'll see what happens with that one. You know, you never say never till we are done and adjourned for good. So It'll be interesting to see how the puzzle pieces fit together. Right now, it really is just a huge jumble mess of puzzle pieces that we'll need to work together and put together. And at this point, lots of speculation, John, but a lot of specifics on how those pieces are going to fit together. But somehow, some way, you know, we do always make it work.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast!
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off select plans. Terms and conditions apply.
Another interesting bill, Senate Bill 254, passed out of the House. This is it's another one of these bills that shouldn't need to exist. It prohibits illegal aliens who are unlawfully present in the United States from receiving any state or local public benefit. I would say this is just common sense, and yet we still had to pass it. I don't know why. It's now headed back to the Senate. I would expect the Senate would pass it, send it on to the governor. Of course, she will probably, knowing her, she'll probably veto it. The one thing that I still find perplexing, and I got to be honest with you, Renee, this has bothered me since I was a freshman in the legislature. Even Sam Brownback allowed in-state tuition for illegals. I've never understood it. I've opposed it. I do not like it. That was not included in this bill, correct?
Correct. We should not be including in-state tuition for illegal aliens.
I agree.
It's wrong. We should not be doing it.
And it was in there originally, and it got stripped out, correct?
Correct. It got stripped out in the Senate, and I don't understand it. It's not to be mean or hateful.
No,
it's just we are a country of laws. We need to follow those laws, and we need to put our students first.
Well, and why are we putting an incentive, a reward for bad behavior, for lack of a better term?
Well, that's exactly what it is. And there are other avenues, John. It's not like we're denying them an education. We're just saying you don't get some benefit
right. That
should go to citizens.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but you know, whatever. That change, I don't know if that was something that was needed in order to get the votes. I don't. Again, it's sausage making, and I'm not privy to the details behind it. I'm assuming the bill in its current form will pass the Senate. Do you think the governor will veto this, or do you think she'll let it pass?
Yeah, that's a really good question. We know some of the ones she's definitely going to veto, and And you wonder if she gets veto fatigue at some point. And this is one of those bills that's kind of we're up in the air on. Will she? Won't she? I think it'll come out just fine in the Senate. And my guess is she lets it go. She may not sign it. She may just wait 10 days and let it become law. But I haven't heard strong opposition to that as far as the governor.
You know, one of the things, and by the way, we're talking with State Senator Renee Erickson. One of the things, Renee, that when I had Dan and Ty both, you know, they come on the morning show every other Monday. Back, you know, what, 2 months ago, I talked to both of them. There was a lot of emphasis on a couple hundred million dollars that needed to be cut from the state budget. Here we are, basically final week of the session. Did we ever get that, or where are we at on that? Did that ever happen? Did that come to fruition?
Not yet. And if you've been monitoring, the budget committees have already been conferencing, John. They're adding money in. So
Wait,
I think
we're going the wrong way.
we are going the wrong way unless there's some last minute big surprise where we cut a chunk, but I can tell you the negotiations so far, they're adding money back in. So we're getting farther and farther from that $200 million. So I am not confident we'll get anywhere close to that. We didn't even get close to that coming out of ways and means and appropriations. So I don't think we'll get there, but I can hope that we might.
Can I ask why they're adding money in and where they're, I mean, that again, you and I both know we're facing a budget deficit in the out years. Why are they, what possible reason would they be adding more in and for what?
Oh, it runs the gamut. A lot of it is some social service stuff. A lot of it is there's apparently a new EcoDevo program that a lot of us know nothing about that they're wanting to get some funding for. But you know how it is, John. The Senate wants something. The House wants something. So they give some money to the House to get some money for the Senate to get what both chambers want. The problem is our budget only passed 21-19 the first time because there's concern about the fiscal responsibility of this budget. Add money in. I don't know, you know, how it gets across the line, but we'll see how it comes out in the wash. Maybe things will turn around here this week on that.
Yeah, and the other thing that has frustrated me in this whole process is the time, the fact how much the budget has blown up over this same period of time. It just seems like we keep spending more and more, and I don't know how much we're getting for all this increase in spending. Again, I don't mean to be critical, but it's one of those things that I've harped on for years. I remember, you know, as long as I've been out of the legislature, and I've seen, I think, a 60% increase in spending since I left the legislature. And to be honest with you, Renee, I couldn't tell you what we've gotten for that 60% increase in spending.
Well, John, I don't think anyone can, and that's one of the things I've been focused on in government efficiency, is all we do is, well, we put this much money in, but we don't look at the backside. What did we get for that? What were the outcomes? Did we get our return on investment? And the thing that's really kind of frustrated me, to be honest, is this is not just a Democrat problem.
No.
The Republicans are just as guilty of increasing spending, and that should not be the way it is.
No, a good point. I've mentioned him before on this show is, you know, my representative, Brian Bergkamp. I've pointed out that in just the 4 years that he's been in the legislature, the budget that he's voted for has bloomed $26 billion in his $21 billion since he was in the legislature. And yet, you know, what have we seen for that? And again, this is, I mean, I'm not meaning to be overly critical, but, you know, what are we getting for that? And that's just, it's a lot of money. And at some point we have to start insisting on fiscal discipline. And until we do, there's, I don't know how we're going to stop this train. And I'm hoping at some point, like you said, in the out years, we're facing a budget deficit. Somebody's going to have to start being the adults in the room. Renee, we appreciate you.
I'll tell you just real quick, John, I'll tell you what I'm seeing that's very disturbing is there's a lot of good things that people want to fund, but we have to stop and say, is this our role? Is there another way of accomplishing this good work without the government doing it? So I see that we need to be limited government, smaller government.
Amen.
So I'll end there, John.
No, you're absolutely right. Renee, if folks want to connect with you, what's the best way for them to do that?
They can go to my Facebook page. They can look me up on the legislative website and give me a call. Be happy to hear from them.
As always, we appreciate you. You got 1 week left. Let's see what you guys can do with it, Renee. As always, we appreciate you joining us. And, keep up the good work. Keep tilting at windmills, Renee.
I will. Thank you, John.
Your line just went down. Production stopped. A supervisor wants answers, and someone's digging through a binder for the maintenance history. Every one of those minutes costs money, and most of the time, that breakdown could have been prevented. That's where MaintainX comes in. MaintainX catches the failure before it happens. Preventative maintenance plans on every key asset to improve reliability. Work orders assigned and tracked right from your phone. Everyone from the floor to the front office is in the loop. Companies on MaintainX have cut unplanned downtime by over 30% and saved thousands on parts and labor every year. See what MaintainX can do for your operation. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team. But not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Denim starts with Abercrombie, and the people who wear it make it iconic. Their high-rise wide-leg jean is such a closet staple, while their ultra-loose low-rise is the go-to for nights out. And who could forget the high-rise 90s relaxed? It's the jean for every day. Complete the look with a bra-free top and you're set. Every pair comes in both classic fit and the viral curve love fit, with additional room through the hip and thigh to eliminate waist gap. It's truly denim made iconic. Shop Abercrombie Denim and more in the app, online, and in stores.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.